Joining me from Canberra is our NRN correspondent, Amanda Kopp. Great to have you with me today, Amanda.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been keeping an eye on what we can expect from tonight's budget response from the opposition. It will be Anthony Albanese's first. What have we heard so far?
So right at the beginning of this week, we saw from Anthony Albanese that they want funding for a Centre for Disease Control. They've essentially said that COVID could have been handled a lot better and a lot faster in Australia if we had something like the CDC, which America has as well, although to be fair, in America, obviously, that didn't work too well. But they want funding for that. They also want to spend $500 million on social housing. At the moment, there are around 100,000 social houses that are in need of upgrades and maintenance repair to things like leaky roofs and bad bathrooms. And then there's also, it hasn't been confirmed, but there's been some words floating around about something for childcare. So we don't know whether that's going to be as extreme as free childcare for all, or if it's just going to be more subsidies on the childcare subsidies that we already have. So we'll have to wait and see on what happens in the speech later tonight at 7:30.
And part of that childcare is to try and focus on balancing opportunities for women, isn't it? So there may be other aspects around gender pay gap and super and things like that.
Albanese gave his women's budget statement today in Parliament House. So he's basically saying that there are all these discrepancies between men and women in the workforce. So there's the gender pay gap, women getting paid a lot less than men, and also superannuation. So women have quite a lot less money in super when they get to the end of their careers than men do. And that's usually because they have to take time off to look after kids, and then super doesn't get put into their accounts. And we're seeing this play out in the rate of homelessness. So the fastest growing cohort of people who are becoming homeless are older women at the moment. And Mr. Albanese is essentially saying that we need to do more things to address those things. So his statement this morning is saying that we can't just let things run and hope that they get better. We actually have to have structured policies to address those discrepancies before anything else is going to change.
And another thing that's being hotly and closely watched is what Labor's position is on the expansion of JobSeeker and also the continuation of JobKeeper. What are we anticipating?
JobSeeker is still well and truly up in the air at the moment. I think a lot of people had hoped that the budget on Tuesday would have a set amount on how much they're going to be paying people on JobSeeker, but that was not confirmed on the budget night. Labor as well has still not decided what their rate of JobSeeker will be. I think that they're essentially waiting for what the government says, and then we'll, you know, work out whether they want to support that or criticise it.
A lot of the incentives for job seekers have been focused firmly on the younger cohorts. If you're 36 and above, you don't seem to be getting much out of this budget for assistance. Do you think Labor will push back on that?
That has been a bit of a criticism. If employers hire job seekers who are under 35, they will get an incentive from the government. So for people who are under 30, they'll get $200 a week. For people between 30 and 35, they'll get $100 a week. So a lot of people have said that this is bad for people who are above 35, who might be out of work due to circumstances with COVID. And their response is that people can still go and get reskilled to potentially look at jobs in other areas that might have better job opportunities. So the government's rolled out a whole lot of big programs to offer people reskilling. So there's a whole lot of short courses. There's funding for about 50,000 places in those short courses and 12,000 new Commonwealth-supported places at uni. So the government is pushing people, you know, that if they can't find a job, they can reskill and try elsewhere. But really, the crux of it here is that in recessions, young people are usually the people who suffer the most. So particularly people who are straight out of university or straight out of school, or what the Prime Minister has been saying is that those people, because they have very little experience in the workforce, it's harder for them to find jobs than older people who might have, you know, more on their CVs. So essentially at the moment, apparently youth unemployment is around 15%. So economists and the government are saying that, you know, yes, it's good to support everyone, but at the moment the focus really needs to be on younger people and getting them into the workforce.
Amanda Kopp, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks for your time.